being here at the last session and for sharing this moment to talk about Massachusetts healthcare reform and what's happening on the ground, what's happening among the people that are working most closely with the uninsured and newly enrolled individuals. So I'm going to shift things a little bit because you've been hearing really about advocacy roles or organizations, community-based organizations that are working to, in many, many ways, in essential and important ways, to advance healthcare reform. I'm going to talk about a particular program that is a state program that's run in collaboration with the University of Massachusetts Medical School, and the goal of this program I will share with you shortly. I have as no relationships to disclose. Okay, so the agenda, communicating during healthcare reform policies and programs. This is a historic period in Massachusetts. We'll talk a little bit about what is the MassHealth Training Forum, a program overview. I'm going to say a little bit about how community partners view MTF, and then what are the benefits to state agencies. Just one caveat, right now we're called the MassHealth Training Forum. That's how the program evolved. Very, very soon, within this next 6 months, maybe sooner, the name is going to change to include more of Massachusetts Health and Human Services. This would have a broader name that represents more state agencies that are involved. So, as we've heard, you know, this Massachusetts is a changing landscape. It's a dynamic period, so change is... I can't underestimate the amount of change that everyone has had to work through. You've heard a little bit about this from our last speakers. So here is a little bit of an example of what are some of the programs for publicly funded healthcare. And as you can see within MassHealth, just one program, there are many, many different types of MassHealth that you could be enrolled in. With each of those programs, it's intricate, detailed information that you need to know about eligibility, you need to know how the program works, what does it offer, what doesn't it offer, if it doesn't offer, say, some essential services, how will you use a wraparound program to make that person eligible for, say, services, primary care, pharmacy care. Very complicated. As you've heard, the two newest programs are Commonwealth Care and Commonwealth Choice, and they are just unto themselves are complicated. There's levels, there's details, there's income verifications, many, many things to consider. So the MassHealth Training Forum was established to provide communication. So this is really, in large part, a direct communication from the state to the people that are doing the work every day, and this is essentially their primary work. It's the operations and policies about Massachusetts state healthcare programs. So our work, I work with MassHealth almost on a daily basis, talk to people from the Office of Medicaid, which is an interesting role for me. I've worked a lot in the community, not so used to working with a state, I'm getting used to it, but a state Medicaid office or any state program. Very different environment. There's a lot of things you can't say. There are a lot of reasons why you can't say those things. Most importantly, I think I've learned that on the state level, the state is also trying to deal with a huge amount of federal policy audits. I mean, you know, the amount of information I've learned about how complex it is to administer a Medicaid program, it is enormous. It's an enormous undertaking. And just to give you a little sense, in Massachusetts there are approximately 6 million people. Of that, 1 million of them are on MassHealth. So you can see that's a lot of people to watch out for, to look for. People are enrolled, people are unenrolled. So we try at the University of Massachusetts at the Office of Community Programs to bring more of a community side and to help MassHealth to consider, you know, maybe you want to open the meetings up a little bit so you get some, you know, some discussion, you have some feedback from the community. MTF participants include health centers, hospitals, state agencies, community agencies, advocacy, physician practices, schools. And most of these people, their work is, as we've been talking about today, eligibility enrollment, case management. We have a significant number of people that do billings and claims, advocacy, and then other groups. And interestingly, under other group, there are actually many people that work at state agencies that come to MTF because it is so hard to get information from one state agency to another about what's going on. So we have 20 meetings a year in 5 locations, and in addition to that, for communication and learning opportunities, we have email updates, we have a website, and we have some outreach. Just to say, our emails and our meetings, they're really focused on a direct source of communication. So the good news is that it's accurate state information. It's been vetted by the state, but it also gives people from the source. On the other side, it could be very direct policy language. It's not always easy to understand. We try really hard to make it approachable, but it's not always easy to do. So how do we do this? We have a convener team that's comprised of many different units within MassHealth, which has been really great. We have, as you've heard, we have an electronic system that people can use to do enrollment. So the team, the Virtual Gateway team, is there. We have the Division of Healthcare Finance and Policy. They are responsible for the healthcare safety net. Commonwealth Connector Authority, the new programs are administered by them. Healthcare for All has been a partner from the beginning of the MTF program, which has been awesome. They can give us a broader perspective of what's going on. They also bring what's happening on the federal level and also bring more information about what's happening in the community to people that are working in the community. So basically, how do these meetings work? They are formal presentations. People come. They may come to the meeting something like this, like the presentation that we're doing here today for you. They have people from MassHealth that will talk about timely programs and policy changes, resources that enhance participants' knowledge of program enrollment and retention, and information that enhances the people that attend. Boy, it's amazing how tongue-tied you can get when you're trying to talk fast, right? Okay, so to assist current and eligible individuals. There's a Q&A session, which is really helpful. My favorite part of the meeting is their roundtable discussions. So people come, they get to hear about the policy changes, they talk to each other while they're at the meeting, and then after the meeting is over, at least the formal section of the meeting, there's a roundtable session where you can actually sit with someone who works at MassHealth and you or the other programs, Health Safety Net, and ask very specific programs that people are having trouble with. It's the most personable part of the program, and it's great that people can have that access. This is a sample agenda. These are some of the topics that we talk about. The attendance, as you can see, has been very dramatic increase over the last 2 years of healthcare reform. In Boston, it was 175% increase in attendance. As you can see, the north section, Southeast, all of them have increased significantly. And most importantly is because people need the information. They need it very, very, it's very important for them to do their job and to do it right and to have, there's community health workers, one of the worst things is not being able to help someone when they come to you, and they are the direct voice of MassHealth, really, when someone's applying or any other program. So for them to not be able to help someone, it's a very hard experience. In addition to that is making a mistake. So having the right information means a lot. It means that you'll help someone and they'll walk away with health insurance that they can use, that they can actually have healthcare services and address most often healthcare needs that are imminent, that are happening right now. So we ask people at every meeting, we ask them, how useful is this work, this information to your work? And we get really favorable responses, including the second one, you might not be able to read it, is Healthcare for All, that their presentation gets a great rating. They're usually among our top three presenters. Virtual Gateway is also, it's very technical information, so it's really important to get what's the latest, what's happening, how is it changing, because all of these programs and services are changing all the time. We have the updates that I mentioned. We have 2,600 active email addresses. And usually what happens is MassHealth folks will say, we have a communication that we'd like to get out. There's a change in budget, policy, programs, all sorts of things. And we immediately get that information, put it into an email, and send it out to folks. We have a website that we're working on. It's also another way to connect with the information that's out there about healthcare reform. Probably right now the best use of our website is the online meeting registration. And it also has some access to websites and other resources. So what do MTF participants think about MTF? Here's one quote. Thank you. MTF trainings and support have provided our staff with the knowledge and skills they need to help low-income, uninsured, minority, and immigrant communities improve their health outcomes and to reduce health disparities. Here's another quote. We have become great community leaders and are better able to serve our community thanks to a group of great trainers that help us get informed and stay up to date. So for the perspective of the state agency, why does this work? It's a flexible vehicle for important state communications. It reduces errors. So if a state agency representative can come and say, it's very important that you send this particular documentation to this address, they can get that information out there, which will reduce errors and make it easier on the mass health side. Most importantly, it'll be most helpful to the person who's applying because it'll speed up the process, make sure the information gets to where it needs to go. It offers direct feedback from community health and human service organizations. Just a really critical point, the Virtual Gateway has been rolling out for the last 3 years in Massachusetts. The trainer, Howard Kaplan, he's a wonderful guy. He continually listens. You know, he's one example. I think others do. But he's one person that listens to what people say about how the Virtual Gateway is working. And he takes the information back and then uses that information to develop new ways of new tech to advance the technology so that it's more usable and it works better for the people who use it the most. In addition, this is an important point. It enhances the state agency's relationship with community organizations. When you're implementing a policy, policies are very top-down. You're giving this information to the people that have to implement it every day. So with giving that job, that task, it's so important to have information that will inform the process, that'll make them most able to do their work. So if you have more information, you'd like to learn more about the program, it's my contact information. Thank you.